the very essence of God's being, in other words, his personality and nature, is love. 1 John 4:8. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. It is the reason Jesus came to earth, lived a victorious life, and then died to restore man's relationship with the Father. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. The most important decision we could ever make is to receive this gift of God. God's love is our ultimate reason to hope.
Good morning and happy Valentine's Day.
Happy
Valentine's.
Happy to you.
It's February 14th, traditionally the day we celebrate Valentine's Day. It's a day that we associate with flowers, chocolates, the colors red, white, and pink, Cupid, and most importantly, love. Valentine's Day originated as a minor Western Christian feast. It was a day that honored one or two early Christian martyrs named Saint Valentine. Through later folk traditions, it's become a significant cultural, religious, and commercial celebration in many regions of the world. Saint Valentine's Day is also an annual celebratory day filled with messages of all kinds of love. Romantic love, religious love, friendship love, and thoughts of admiration. The Bible shows us many examples of love. This happens to be one of my favorite. John 4:16 says, God is love, and all who live in love live in God. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. When planning for this service, I thought of three questions to ask each of you. The first one, what is love? The second one, what does love mean to you? And the third one, how can we share and show our love? I posed these questions on social media. I'd like to share what my bravest of friends shared back with me. God is love. Love gives us purpose. Share it by living the way Jesus taught us. It's accepting the bad with the good and standing with them with care. Love isn't perfect. Perfect love comes from God and dogs, for us dog lovers. Having a BFF, that someone cares about you. Forgiveness, by being present, unconditional. Love is putting God first. Love means showing respect to everyone by actions, words, and charity. Love is the greatest gift to receive and to give. It's coming home to him to be forgiven. You show love by inviting God into your life. I spoke to some of you, my church family, and asked you to share your thoughts on those three questions. Let's listen now to What is Love?
So how do you share and show your love?
Well, by showing up every Friday, every other Friday, to volunteer at the food bank that we are partnering with Harry Chapin. It's a blessing to meet and start to know our families, and it's just a joy for me to give of my time to help someone in need.
By showing up to volunteer with New Horizons in the after school tutoring program, and then being here every other Friday and getting to work with Shelly.
Yeah. So. Dynamic duo.
So Peter and Lynn, coordinators of our food pantry, how can we share and show our love?
Well, what we do is we hand out bags of food the first and third Fridays of the month. It all starts with the love of picking up food at Harry Chapin. We then bring the food back here to the church. We then organize it, and then we pack bags on the Wednesday before we distribute. So aside from that, we also make bags to distribute to homeless people. Myself and a pastor that I know do that. And then Lynn has some exciting news too on something that may be coming up.
Yeah, we're starting some discussions with partnering with FGCU and their food bank. We should be meeting with their group in the next week or so to start coordinating and helping them, helping students down there with their food needs, and look forward to a good cooperation with them. We can always use volunteers. Some of us are, you know, could use a day off, but it's actually a lot of fun, and we look forward to sharing our volunteerism with you guys.
Right, it's a time of fellowship, so yes. Come on down and let's fellowship.
Thanks for sharing, guys. Love.
Love.
Good morning, Charlene.
Good morning.
Like to just ask you a quick question. Can you tell me what you think love is?
What I know that love is caring, giving, forgiving, gentle, kind, and always appreciative.
Charlene, you have a blessed day. Thank you for being here at Wesley.
Thank you.
So ladies of Joy Circle, share with me what you think love is all about.
Well, for me, it means a lot, the friendship. They have helped me through difficult times, but the joys are there too.
We have been together for many, many years. We've watched our families grow together. We've always been there to support each other. And it's just a love for one another.
We really enjoy meeting and learning about each other's lives. We're always there. And the good times and the bad, you know you can count on each one of them.
So today I'm here with Karen. And Karen, I'm going to ask you if you'll share, what does love mean to you?
Love to me means what my parents and Jesus have taught me, that love is caring more about the person next to you than you do about your own wants. Love is making everything you do and everything you say a gift to someone. Love is what my mother taught me. Love is what Jesus teaches me every day.
What is love? Caring for people, opening the door for people, seeing people on the street that need help, help them. That's what I consider showing love.
Good morning, Ms. Starker. Can you please tell me what you think love is?
Yes, God is love, first of all. And he shared that love and
put that in our hearts, not just for our sake, but for those around us. Jesus has said, you love one another, love your neighbor more than you love yourself, or as much as you love yourself, and take care of my lambs, which is a direct order for us to share that love.
God is love. I know that He loves me no matter what.
Okay, so I have this challenge in front of me. They want me to talk to you about love in about 1 minute. I don't know how I'm going to do that, but just look at my shirt. It says love and blessed. Bam, that's it. That's what love is. Love leads to blessing. You know, but when I think about how we share that love, I can remember one day I was out with my mother-in-law when she was visiting us in Tampa, and with Felicia and Peter. And I saw in the parking lot this couple. This couple in the sitting on the floor trying to eat out one box. It seems like somebody gave them a leftovers from a lunch. And I said, Peter, stop the car, stop the car. And I usually don't carry cash with me, so I collect whatever cash was in the car, and I went out to them. I stopped praying with them, and I said, listen, I don't have much of, you know, because I don't have cash, and I didn't expect this right now, but this is what I have. Hopefully can buy your next meal. And that man got up. A young couple, clearly homeless, he got up and he hugged me and said, God bless you. God bless you. Go figure. I'm there trying to give him a blessing. And I said, no, God bless you because He loves you. And I just want to show that love to you right now.
Thank you, family, for sharing. I have one more I want to share, the power of social media. Those memories that pop up. And today was something on Becky's page that was a memory from February 14th of 2013. And it was so very fitting. Today, I am thankful for God's greatest commandment of love. What more appropriate day to reflect on God's word and His greatest desire for us. God is love. Let's watch, stand fast in faith, be brave, be strong. Let all that we do be done with love. Love one another, love our enemies, love our neighbor, walk in love, walk in truth, and love God. Love can be expressed in many ways. Show your love today and always. So friends, my church family, have the questions been answered for you? Take a minute and think what your answer is. What is love? God is love. What does love mean to you? Is it being willing to accept Jesus into your heart? How can we share and show our love? I hope and pray for all of us that it's accepting Jesus into our hearts and living his examples every day. John 4, verses 7 through 12. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for this glorious day of Valentine's. Thank you for the love that you are able to share with us, that you show us, that you give us, so that we can go out into the world and be a better person, showing up for you every day, because you are our true love. Amen.
Yeah, there are a million songs about love that have been written. But sometimes you just need something simple. All you need is love.
On this special day, dedicated to expressions of love, may we make it a truly holy day, showing our love for Christ by sharing his love and his concerns for others. Go in peace and be blessed, sharing and receiving God's love for one another. Amen.